the allegations that have been presented to us concern particularly human rights violations against the Lumad indigenous people on the island of Mindanao, who in the context of their conflict with the mining industry would have been the object of a series of targeted killings or attacks resulting in killings. The information we have does not indicate that the operation that resulted in the death of the individuals was driven by the principles of necessity and proportionality. In other words, we have no evidence that the police killed in self-defense or that the military killed in self-defense. We are calling on the government to absolutely undertake very urgently investigations into those allegations in order to give people access to the information required, access to remedies and reparations. We are also calling on the government to provide protection to individuals and communities which are the object of threat or which whose life and livelihood may be under threat.
Can you give us an idea of the numbers? How many people are affected by these allegations?
So the allegations that we have received that concern indigenous communities, not only the Lumad, by the way, includes 47 allegations of alleged executions committed against human rights defenders, labor unions organizers, members of organizations protecting the right of indigenous people or farmers. These are taking place in several provinces, in particular in Mindanao, and are taking place in a context of conflict over resources and conflict over the land. These are allegations. We are asking the government to undertake the necessary investigation so that we and the people in those communities and elsewhere are fully informed of what actually happened. And if anyone is found to have indeed committed a human rights violation, that this person be brought to account and that remedies and reparations be provided to the victims.
Now, Agnes Calamar, you also call on the government to ensure effective protection of individuals and groups. You call on this protection while last week, Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte went on the television and threatened to bomb Lumad schools in Mindanao.
Yes, so this was statement by President Duterte has, as you know, been the object of a number of condemnations. They could amount to incitement to violence. They are certainly, if implemented, such bombings will amount to a grave human rights violation and indeed, depending on the circumstances, of a violation of the Geneva Convention. This being said, those statements do not mean that the responsibility of the government to protect are not to be implemented. Let me add that under international human rights law, the government is responsible to respect human rights as well as to protect human rights against violations by others. In this case, some of the violations may be committed directly by the agent of the state. In other allegations, they may be committed by assailants that remain unknown. In all circumstances, the government is under an obligation to protect the populations and the communities. Secondly, there is clear pattern of a vulnerability of individuals and communities to attacks and possibly to executions. In other words, there is a foreseeable threat and a foreseeable risk placed upon those individuals and communities. The government is under the obligation to act with due diligence, and it has all the required information at hand right now to take action so that those individuals and communities are indeed protected. And thirdly, it's a matter of individual responsibility as well. So the violations that may be committed and the absence of measures taken to protect against those violations can amount to a question of individual responsibility in addition to constituting a state responsibility. So the people on the ground, the state representative on the ground, are under a legal, as well, of course, as an ethical responsibility to take action, independently of what the president may be saying.